Podtacular Customs and Collins, Episode 77, for the week of August 21st, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
Yeah. I'm JVB.
And this is Tinkerbell 23.
And Tinkerbell, you're from Cave Girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about Cave Girls, what it is.
We are an all-female clan. We started, I think it was in 2004, by Autumn Cave Girl, who now goes by Coyote. She started this on her own just as something for girls to be able to, join a little group on. It was started on Bungie, join a little group on Bungie and, you know, tell about their experiences and stuff that they've come across. Because being female, unfortunately, sometimes we come across some not so pleasant encounters on Halo, but that's okay. We've been growing, and I think we have, on our Bungie group now, we have like 36 girls and 36 members, and I think that that's really great. And everybody gets along really well, and we just have a great group of people that we hang out with and play with, and I think it's awesome.
Great. So now any girl can join this, right?
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously have to verify that you're female and play with you a couple times before we let you join the clan. But, because a lot of guys try to get in, but it doesn't work that way. So we just have to verify that you're female, and then usually we're good after that.
Yeah. Hello,
yeah,
let me in, I'm a girl.
Trying to trick us, but that's okay.
Cross-gender Halo 2 player.
Yep.
Yeah, really, yeah, right. I can imagine that happening. Well,
I like to play with you guys, too.
Oh, man. Jimmy B, so do not sound like a girl, man.
Come on, man.
I guess a good thing, right?
It's not very girly. It's a nice try, but it's not very girly.
Close, but no cigar, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is the Podtacular Customs and Collins show, where we're going to be talking about the top two or three custom games that people sent in, and we're going to be covering the Halo2.junk.ws interview towards the end, which is pretty cool. We're also going to be covering voicemails that people sent in over the month, and we have the Tales from the Foxhole, which is stories people send in from Halo games. So we have a really full show. We're going to try to keep it at a reasonable time and get started.
Yeah, first things first. Big news this week.
Yep.
Why don't you tell them there, Fumo?
Well, we won the award for Best 2006 Gaming Podcast on podcastawards.com. And woo! I'm so pumped, man.
Yeah. What makes this great, even better, is that we beat out some very respectable and, you know, great guys. Other podcasts like DreamStation.cc, Gamertag Radio.
Yeah.
And, it made it all the more better.
Yeah. All good podcasts, definitely. So, yeah. Very cool, man. So we're really pumped about that. We're going to find out if we win the Best Produced in the Best Produced category at the end of September when the Podcast Expo takes place. So, but that's kind of like icing on the cake, you know. The gaming is like what we're about, so
right exactly on. Exactly.
That's awesome.
And you know, all the support that we received from the other nominees, you know,
that
also, to me, that showed a lot, you know, how far Podtacular has come.
Yeah, for sure. We got a laundry list of people to thank towards the end here, and we'll definitely go through that because we appreciate all the help we got on that. So we really, community really pulled together on this one, so very cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so who wants to go through the first custom game here?
All right, I'll do it as soon as I find it.
No, we have so many custom games here, guys. One from Algebra Cat.
Yeah, we got like a quadrillion. All right, Algebra Cow. He has a pretty good one that I want to try myself. Here's a game called Hole Jumping. Sounds kinky, but it's a custom game. It's odd. It's oddball and no shields played on Beaver Creek. You use the no weapons glitch, overcharge plasma pistol, and pick up an oddball. Try not to laugh. No grenades on the map. You line everyone up on top of one of the bases, break the glass on the hole over the flag bomb area, then you jump over it. If you fall, you throw a grenade at your feet and commit suicide. Last one standing wins. You can push people in. Thanks. Have any of you two actually tried this glitch that he's talking about?
Well, the glitch, yeah, but...
Oh, are you talking about for the plasma pistol and the oddball?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never personally done it, but we have a guy that does some videotaping and stuff for us a little bit. He has a video capture card, Protonova, and that's the way he does it. He uses that so there's no gun in his hand when he videos.
Oh, okay, cool.
I've done the oddball glitch before, but not the hole jumping. But I've heard a lot of people in Podtacular raving about it, dude. They say it's so much fun. I don't know why, but it's one of those games you probably have to play it to find out. I bet it is. Jimmy's like, first-hand experience right here, man.
I know about the glitch, but not about the game.
That ranks up there with Smear the Queer.
So. Oh, man. Dude, why do we always end up Smear the Queer, Smack the Hoe, the Hole Jumping? Oh, man. We're horrible.
All right, that was another one. Oh, man. Which was the other guy?
All your moms are going to hear this, and they're going
to
say,
stop listening to that show. It's horrible.
That Jimmy B. He's a rascal. Oh, man.
You had one too, right?
Tinkerbell, that was one you actually said that you guys have created.
Oh, the one that we created?
Cave Girls.
Lady Nightshade, one of the girls in our clan, call it, where each of the cave girls asked one of their friends, one of their male friends, to come and, you know, play. We're going to play a bunch of two-on-two. You know, on two, however many people you can fit in a party. We did that the other night, and one of the custom games that they came up with was called Pimps at Sea, which kind of goes along with what you're just talking about, I guess. But, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Obligatory R there.
Perfect. Lady Nightshade was the one that came up with it, and then Indian Princess, she helped out a little bit with it as well. Basically, the object of the game is that you start out with your partner, you know, on your teams. The weapons are only swords and pistols, considering swords are kind of like a pirate, you know, weapon. But it's on Relic, and the object of the game is for the guys to kill the females, and then once the female gets killed by the guy, then she has to join his team. And it goes back and forth like that, and I think we set the game limit at 10 minutes, I think. And then whichever guy at the end of the game had the most girls on his team, he ended up being the pimp.
Wow.
It was fun. Like, it was crazy back and forth, a bunch of switching teams, but it was a fun game. It was fun.
It sounds like a Broadway musical. Pimps
It was a good... We had a good time.
Oh, man, a bunch of pirates singing lullabies.
Yeah. Pirates.
She captured me hard.
Dude, that's...
That's awesome.
I was like, you know, that's...
You'll have to sing the theme song, man. That's great.
She captured me hard. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I can't possibly think of a pirate musical song on the spur of the moment, but JVB pulled it right through, man.
Man, you get an A+ for that. That's
A
awesome.
Plus. Extra credit.
You know, the pirate
A+ for effort.
Came out.
Nice.
You know, I come from a pirated background, so.
A long line of...
Well, okay.
Vicious pirates.
A long line of hooks and wooden legs.
That's close enough to a pirate, right?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Eye patches, too.
Yeah, really.
So well, we got a name, the Pirates at Sea episode.
Yeah, really. On to Infection X. And with that,
yeah.
Infection X sends one in saying, this one's called Train Station. It's a King of the Hill game. It's teamed. And it's a non-moving hill. Score to win is 5 minutes, and players spawn with overshields. Motion sensor is on or off, your choice. Team time multiplier is on. Active camo is on in the hill, and doesn't really make a difference because if you have overshield, it glows anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Starting weapons are shotgun and plasma rifle. Weapons on map are human, no respawn. Needs to be on terminal, and it's a 3-second respawn. No vehicles except Scorpion Tank or Wraith. So Train Station is a fun game with at least 6 people in the party. A lot of players think King of the Hill is boring, but this game is enforces close-range combat, but the plasma rifle can be used in different ways. There's so much tension on that hill. You're going to die eventually, whether it be by the other players, the train, or the tank. That sounds really awesome, actually. Especially with the shotguns
that
thrown in there.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
I would like to actually try that.
Definitely.
If you call it
I like objective games, so that probably would be pretty fun.
Rush hour.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's such a great movie.
It's been a long time.
That's hilarious, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That's, me and Fumo have a way of bringing up past entertainment and stuff.
Quality.
Makes us feel old.
Quality cinema right there. Definitely. Remember when... here I am going off on a total tangent here, but remember when in Rush Hour 2 when he's like... he's in China, or in Hong Kong, rather, and he's like at this chicken stand, and he's like... he's like, yo, do you know where the boat is or something? And the lady's like, a chicken? Or you want? He's like, no, I don't want a chicken. I want to know where the boat is. And she's like, he's like, here, have a chicken. He's like, no, I don't want no chicken. And then she like picks up like a cleaver and starts to cut it off. And he's like, ma'am, step away from the chicken. I'm LAPD.
Yeah, Chris Tuck, he had some pretty awesome movies. He just fell off the face of the earth, though.
So. I know, man. Come back, Chris Tucker.
Come back. Yeah, so we're going to
come back.
Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah. Well, before we do that,
come back.
Before we do that, we got some. step away from the chicken.
Listen to voicemail.
I'm LAPD.
With my chicken.
Come on. Before we get to that. Yeah, we have lots of voicemails that people sent in, so let's start playing those back here. See what you guys think. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Brent Gamer. I'm calling in to request that you send me something like a pizza because I'm really hungry right now and I'm tired. Very, very tired. And hungry. Also, if you would, please send me some trail mix, and you know what? Go ahead and send a Dr. Pepper with that. Thanks.
Podtacular. What's up? This is Nice 509. Just calling in with a quick tale from the foxhole. So I was playing a big team battle slayer. Having a good time on the couch, as usual, and pretty funny. It was towards the end of the match. We were just kind of pounding these guys, and I got in a hug with my buddy Muck Muck, and we started driving around or whatever. We were taking some damage, some nades. Anyway, the hug was like about to blow up. It had flames on it, and I was like, "Watch this." So I just drove it over a hill, like flew into the other team had the other hog, and they had the tank. And when it hit, it exploded. another hog blew up, so did the tank. It was like something out of Grand Theft Auto. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, I feel kind of dorky even calling this number and doing this, but yeah. I'm Dre Rebree. Okay, see ya.
Hey guys, it's Reading Raven. I'm just calling with my Halo 3 request. In Halo 3, I think they should have other types of grenades, possibly smoke or flash grenades. And having certain grenades on certain maps, like you turn off plasma grenades or smoke grenades on certain maps, but you keep others on, depending on what the environment would be like. And also, I want to have diving, like Master Chief can dive on the ground, like in most games, that most shooting games, and dive around corners, crawl into crawl spaces, stuff like that would be pretty cool. And I guess that's it. Oh no, also, because me and my brother, we play slip-screen Xbox Live because we only have one Xbox and we're too lazy to get another one. And don't have enough money either. Having two friends list open at the same time would be very helpful because we always have to be doing things on our friends list and it's annoying when we have to take turns and wait. That's my call. See you guys later.
Hey, PodTech. It's Sumari. Just wanted to leave a little tip that a lot of people don't seem to use or say very much, but it's very useful. It seems to help me out a lot better than just crouching when someone's sniping. But yeah, if someone's sniping at you, and you have like a BR or whatever, something that you could hit them with at the range that they're at, just like strafe back and forth and try to get just one shot off, like to hit them. Hit them with at least one shot. And this will take them out of zoom and we'll have to zoom back in. And that time, that should be a decent time to get behind some cover. Help, yeah. It helps me out a whole lot. So, yeah. Good job, Podtacular. Keep up the good work. Peace.
Hey guys, this is Herbert from Family Guy. You might know me as the old man who's always looking after Chris. Anyway, when I'm not over giving the young children delicious ice cream bars in my basement, I listen to Podtacular. Podtacular always makes my day. The young boys aren't always mowing my yard all the time, so I got a lot of free time when I'm not listening to Podtacular. When I do listen to Podtacular, all I can think about is thermo jazz and muscly muscles. Anyway, also, quality beverage, you need to put Brett Gamer in Weekly Porridge. Now, man, that guy is just so hilarious. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to tell you that I love Podtacular. Keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Butt Nacho. I had some news. I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but it's been happening to me more and more recently, or more and more frequently. People have been going into Team Slayer, asking me if I have a 2-month, or people on my team have a 2-month, and if they don't, then they're just deranking. I don't know. This has been happening to me the past couple of weeks. I don't know if it's been happening to anybody else. Thought I'd let you know.
Hi, this is Aliquin, and I have a tale from the foxhole. I play Team SWAT quite a bit, and I was playing with two fellow Podtacular members, Calzrul and Renegade N, and I believe it was SWAT Classic on Turf, and in the middle of playing, the opposing team had an elite, and he died on top of the two trucks. And for some reason, the dead elite looked like he was swimming through water, and he was just swimming over and over on the trucks. It was amazing. All three of us sat there and watched, and we just got destroyed, but it was so funny to watch. All right, well, keep on fragging trucks. Later.
Hey, this is Logan Payne. I'd just like to say congratulations to Podtacular for getting gaming podcast of the year. Go to work.
Meh.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Darkfoot. I just wanted to call in to let you know about a really cool occurrence on Halo Online. I was flying into my Banshee, right? And I was flying low, okay? And say they boarded me, and I did a loop and jumped out. So I was flying through upward in the air, and I had a rocket launcher. So what I did was I aimed down, locked on, and blew up the Banshee in midair. That's all I wanted to talk about, you guys. Peace.
Hey, you guys, I had a kind of cool idea they should do for Halo 3 is to make the warlock, I think, a little bit more effective. You should mount a smaller gun in between a battle rifle and the mounted gun on the back of the warthog, like in between in power, mounted up on the passenger seat so the warlock has two guns firing. And if they ever came out with a transport warthog that could carry two people in the back, they could put that gun still on the front, that smaller gun on the front, so a transfer warlock could have some form of defense. And by doing that, it gives a, kind of gives the humans a, like, more effective and more versatile military. I think it's a good idea.
Hey guys, this is DarthBalls45 here, and I'm going to share a tale from the foxhole. Alright, so I went into a Team Snipers game by myself, and then the other team started de-leveling, so I was like, sweet, free win. And all of a sudden, the guys on my team just randomly said, hey, let's all de-level so we can beat them. Like, oh, crap. And then, so I got a couple kills, and I realized we weren't going to win, so I started de-leveling myself, and it was pretty funny because we got, all of us got friends request from the other team saying mean things to us and why are you de-leveling, and yeah, it was pretty funny. So we had a race who can get the who can win, but technically we are losing. But so the final score of the game was -47 to -17, and they all quit, so we won with -47. Just thought I'd share that with you guys later.
Hey guys, Bankill05 here. Just want to congratulate the All-Stars win on the TTL Gunslingers. Wonder if they'll ever be beaten. Good job, guys.
Hey, Podacular. This is Laird calling from San Diego Comic-Con. Just wanted to say good luck with the upcoming episodes, and it's been great listening to you guys so far. Thanks, and goodbye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Private Tucker. I just wanted to tell you guys a little story that happened to me the other day in Big Team Battle Slayer. So anyway, I was Big Team Battle Slayer on Lockout, and I happened to spawn near the elbow area, the place that connects the bottom half of the Gravelus and the Sniper Tower. Well, anyways, I was walking up there, and I saw an enemy at the bottom part of the Sniper Tower. So then I started shooting him, threw a couple of grenades into the area. And last time I heard the message say, kill Frenzy. I'm like, wow. Because, like, I don't know, maybe some of the... I don't know how I got to kill Frenzy, actually, but yeah. It was pretty cool. We had a 5-0 start, and yeah, we kind of owned them. It's pretty funny. Alright. Keep on fragging trucks. I'll call you later, Podtacular. Alright, see ya.
Hi guys, this is Ultimate Killer. I'm at the beach right now, and I'm kind of bored. So I kind of meet up this substitution with my brother today at the beach. It was two waves back together. It is a double kill, wave kill. Three is another wave kill. Four is a wave tacular. Five is a wave frenzy. Six is wave atrocity, and then 7 is Wave of Majora. Thanks to you guys, and keep it up.
Hey everybody, this is Beasting. I was just calling to give a shout out to the Cave Girls and everyone over their community. Everyone should at least check them out, check out their forums and stuff. They're really cool. Send friend requests. They're a lot of fun to play with. They're really nice. Just a shout out to them. And congratulations, Podtacular, on winning Best Game Podcast. And keep my fingers crossed for the best produced. Hope we come out on top in both. But like Fumo said, it's just icing on the cake. And I'll see you guys later.
Hey, BCW81 here. I was just calling in to say, you guys rock!
Shadow Saber 45, it's Riz Pablo. I wrote a poem that I'd like to share with you. Alright, here it is. The halo is round. The round is halo. I see the light, but the light sees me not. I hear a voice. What? What is the sound I hear? The sound of it. It. Of it. You may see me. You may see me not. But I am not. Playing this game. I'm not done! Alright, playing this game with this controller. Not this game. Okay, I'm done.
Wow, that was my worst.
I need some snaps. Alright. Thank you. Alright.
This is Logan Payne, and I'd just like to say I have a tale from the foxhole from another part of the Halo universe, Dead or Alive 4. I was recently playing with the Spartan, Nicole, and fighting in a tag team match versus a few of my other friends, and I was mostly sitting in the background, but my friend would occasionally get kind of beat up, and I would switch out with him, and I kind of noticed that this character is really manly, despite the fact she's a girl. I guess the Spartan stuff did a lot of that. They beat down really hard, but move slow for a Spartan. I did manage to get these guys quite irritated at me, and they kind of started immediately screaming when I came out. But I'd have to say that was the most important character to me in the game. Another kind of odd note is you can die. Yes, you can get knocked out or die, whatever the game has for you when you lose life points. It's weird, though, because everybody's fighting with hands and you have plates of steel or some animalis alloy on you. So I was just wondering why Spartans could still die. I guess it's to make the game balanced. And a quick tip, the right button or left button is the taunt, and she smacks her hands together and makes an active camo, if you haven't already mentioned that.
Alrighty, children, this is Lone Banana Phone, your host of Winners and Washouts of the Week. What exactly is this segment about? Well, if you've ever seen the Colbert Report's Tip of the Hat, Wag of the Finger, then you know the general idea. Each Customs and Collins episode, I'll choose a winner and a washout. These awards can go to a person, group of people, subject, words, very small mammals, whatever. Obviously, a winner is good and a washout is bad. I'll try to make it in some way related to Halo 2, but I'm not promising anything. Still confused? You'll catch up. This week's winner is Old Age. May sound odd, but it's the only thing that can stop Fidel Castro. This guy wouldn't die if the Master Chief loaded him with full of frag grenades, pistol whipped him, and then BXR'd him right in the nose. Now there's a motto. Anyway, he just finished going through serious surgery to repair bleeding in his body, and he still remains in the hospital. Last time Fidel was in the hospital, the year was 600 BC, when he was stabbed in the heart with a pitchfork. Doctors back then didn't think he would make it out of surgery alive, partly because they were operating with sticks and cow teeth, but also because he was over 3,623 years old. After he gets back from his current operation, he plans to regain respect from his people by doing acts that, quote, touch every person in Cuba. Wait, this just in. Fidel Castro has changed his name to Michael Jackson. Anyway, congratulations, old age. You're a winner. But just for this week. This week's washout is Kelly Honeycutt, a legally blind man from Morganton, North Carolina. How could I make a disabled person a washout? I'll tell you why. While trying to balance a plate on his .38 caliber pistol, he shot and killed his own wife. The question I have, how did a blind man get a pistol in the first place? Other than one spawning at the top of the ramp on Beaver Creek, there's absolutely no logical answer. Why not give all blind people on the earth semi-automatic weapons? Hell, why not just give all people under 12 a weapon, just to see what happens? Wait, this just in, the word blind is no longer politically correct. Please omit the word blind for the word visually impaired. Also, please omit the word every kid under 12 with the phrase half the population of Xbox Live. This has been Lone Banana Phone, and thanks for hearing me out.
So those are our voicemails. Hope you enjoyed them. You can send in your own voicemails too at 206-888-HALO. Call it any time.
Yes.
Just don't expect us to pick up and don't, you know, try to sell us stuff over the phone.
Yeah, I remember the first voicemail I ever sent you guys.
Yeah?
Do you remember that one, Fumo?
Can't say I do.
Probably not. It's when I called and said, Potacular, Spectacular, Yay.
Awesome. Wow.
And from there, history was written.
It's definitely like, history.
Yeah, right, yeah, I remember that one. Just shut up. All
right. That was classic, JVB. Yeah.
Yeah.
Special moment. Special moment. Well, let's start off with anyway, Tales from the Foxhole here. Starting off, we got one from Weenus Master, who says, "Hey guys, love the show. You do a great job." Weenus Master. Now, that's a good name right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the master of weenuses.
I'm the master of weenus. Fear me now. Weenuses bow before my feet.
My weenus army shall obey me. Okay, anyway. So,
anyway,
the rest of the show will now be about weenuses. So he says, "I'm letting you know about a completely insane thing that happened to me in matchmaking the other day. I was playing Team Slayer on Burial Mounds." Okay. Oh, man, okay. Woo, okay. Playing Team Slayer on Burial Mounds. Our team was leading by... Oh, my gosh, dude. Wow.
I'm just picturing him with a cape.
Man.
I don't know. Oh, man.
With the cape, weenus, man. Our team was leading by a little bit, and suddenly I got sniped. I followed the sniper trail and looked up. Someone was outside the map. My teammates all got ticked off because we were getting owned, and they all left the game. Sadly, I was the only one left. I was only down by 3 kills. I knew I could make that up easily, but there was still a guy up on top. So I grabbed a beam rifle, headed to the place where you get outside the map with a super jump. Finally got outside the map, walked around to where he was, assassinated him, and teabagged him until he disappeared. Then I sniped his whole team out, got a triple kill, and noticed I was out of ammo. Then the same guy that he assassinated got rockets. I threw my last grenade at him, took out his shields. He strafed to the right, shot a rocket, and it hit the wall closest to him, and I got credit for the kill. All I can say is, what a punk. I ended up winning thanks to the guy's stupidity with rockets. Wow, I like censored that whole thing on the fly.
Yes, you certainly did.
Yeah, and you were, that was the rated G version of that.
Yeah, really? This guy's got some teen angst, man.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm, apparently.
All right, who's up? Dude, I'm like crying right now, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I like tears coming out. Trying not to
I'll read this one.
Go for it, yeah, because we're all screwed up.
Yeah, okay. Scarab Gunner says, so this one time, at Bandcamp, no, I'm just kidding. So this one time, I was playing a one flag, capture the flag on lockout with three other noobs. So I had the flag and got killed. So one of my teammates picked it up. So he was about to take it up through the shortcut and score, but then he stops and throws the flag off the cliff. When I asked him what he was doing, he said he was trying to pass the flag to me, so we ended up tying the game when we could have just as easily won it. What a noob.
Wow. I'm trying to throw it off the cliff so you can grab it.
Yeah.
Noob. It would have been great if he would have jumped
after it. I didn't know there
it.
Was a cliff on lockout.
And, like, try to grab it in midair and throw it back up.
Yeah really. That'd be crazy if you could pull it off, dude. That would make for a good tale from the foxhole right there.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe I should try it.
Certainly would.
Maybe I should lie and say I did it. Yeah. All right, Patches, LL. He says, just curious if anyone has ever seen this. It is a bit odd. Play a game of CTF on Headlong. Okay, I was on offense and carrying the flag. I was right at the area where you go to score the flag, and a few guys on the other team throw some grenades at me. When I jumped and died, somehow the grenades going off caused the flag to actually stick in the ceiling. It remained there for some time. We kept contesting it, but couldn't pick it up. Several people were jumping and trying to grab it, but it was completely stuck in the ceiling. Pretty weird.
Oh, it sucks, yeah. Man.
Wow. That happened with a
That's
with a,
really
with a
weird.
Team
I've never heard of that before.
With an oddball.
Yeah, oddball got
yeah,
stuck in the ceiling.
Oddball, it got. It. Somebody, the carrier was blown up and it flew up, and it was like stuck up somewhere, and we had to just wait till it returned.
Weird.
Okay, so I'm up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ultima Killer says, well, me and four of my Halo friends were playing a team SWAT game in matchmaking, so the five of us are waiting there, right? And only two of us are from Podtacular. And the match player comes up, and when we, the three people, come up, it was no other than Jordan JR and Juice57 and his guest. It was really weird. Anyway, so he ran into people from Podtacular in matchmaking.
Yeah, well, you were there at the time. I was playing Big Team Battle, and I bumped into Salmonator. It was like seven of you guys. I don't know if you were. Were you on the other team?
I think so, yeah. I think I do remember that. That was crazy.
And I'm like, I'm telling my team, I'm like, hold on, guys. I know these guys. I'll give them $5, and they'll let us on the bomb. And I'll run into your bays, and everybody's like,
that's funny.
And then, of course, Salmonator would kill me.
Salmonator.
That weenus.
Such a weenus. He's a weenus master, dude. I am owning all the weenuses.
Oh, your weenuses are mine. Anyway.
All your weenuses are belong to us.
No weenus is safe.
That's terrible.
Oh, man, anyway. Go on all night.
Yeah, I know.
All right. How about I interrupt you boys up and we'll start this next one. Okay, this one is from SpartanHugger44. They say, I was in a Team Slayer match on turf at my friend's house, and all of my other guys quit, so it was just me versus four other people. We were down 15-9. I decided to hide out for the remaining 7 minutes in the game because I just didn't want to let them win. During that 7 minutes, I alternated camping locations and took them all down with stickies and snipes. And in the end, I came back to win it.
Cool.
That sounds a little impressive.
Pretty neat.
Nice.
Damn.
But he had more.
Why would they quit if they're in your house?
You know?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe he was playing by himself at his friend's house? I don't know.
It was at my friend's house, and my friend wasn't there. So I was playing...
Yeah, I'm going to play Halo at my friend's house.
I broke into my friend's house at 4 in the morning. He was asleep. So I started playing...
Yeah, he was asleep.
Oh, no, I meant maybe his friend was playing the game with him.
I mean, he's not my friend anymore. I mean, I have a restraining order, but you know. Anyway, on with the story.
You know that for some reason that reminded me of Grandma's Boy.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, I gotta see that movie, man. I heard it was good.
Let's just say, bathroom scene with a Lara Croft doll.
Oh my god. Love it. Oh, moving on. Where
TSX
are we? Go for it.
Live. He says, me and my friends were playing Team Hardcore yesterday night, and guess who we ran into? We ran into some pros. Org 1, Org 2, Cyan.
Ogre, dude. Ogre.
Not Fairy 1. Yeah, Ogre.
Org.
That's the New York way. You know what I mean? Our gamer tags, Biped, TSX0, TS Crips, and me, TSX Live. Our ranks are pretty high. Most of us are 30s and play higher than it. And we were wondering during the pregame load if it was really done. The game was Team Ball on Hardcore at Warlock. Check out the stats for yourself. I guess they were getting ready for an MLG tournament coming up in 3 days. It was just sick onage for us. What? For us, Cyan busted 47? What? Anyway, it was ridiculous. Their shots were overwhelming, and their teamwork was incredible. Check out the stats.
Well, he sent a link, but really I didn't include it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are crazy, man.
Yeah,
they are getting paid $250,000 a year to play Halo 2, so.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't they be?
I would hope that they were good then.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the best ever.
Exactly. And they're Ogre, not Org.
Org. Org 1 and Org 2.
I was just trying to see if you were paying attention.
Hey, well, I passed. All right, cool.
Can
so
you complete me?
No. Okay, so am I up? Dude, I'm like not paying attention here.
Is it my turn?
I'll
read this one. I don't care.
Go ahead. I'll go next.
All right. BoxHobo2401 says, hey, guys, this happened to me last week. On the level after Gravemind, when the Phantom drops the Arbiter off on top of the hill, I went down a ways and killed a brute for his brute shot. Then the brutes come with ghosts, and I shot one. The ghost flew up, and I hit another ghost, which hit another ghost, which came straight at me and killed me. And then while I was riding on it, my PSP died, and I had to start over here. It was funny. My buddy Starseeker was laughing at me all day. But wait a minute. If he's playing Halo, why is it on a PSP, and what does that have anything to do with it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
And then after that...
I had a Scooby-Doo moment.
After that, he got hit by a truck. After that, he got hit by a truck, and then a piano fell on him from the sky.
Oh my goodness! I got so lost. I'm like, what the heck is this guy talking about?
Yeah, yeah. And then 47 wild poodles attacked him. It's crazy.
Oh no!
Oh man! And then he fell into a random sticky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it stuck every member of the other team.
Yeah, that was the ultimate Scooby-Doo moment right there.
Definitely. Well, Sandman786, he says, Tales from the Owl's Den, which I guess is different from the foxhole. Hey, Pod Tiger, I'm here to talk about something amazing I did that will probably never happen again. I was playing in a SWAT CTF game in Ivory Tower. The game was going pretty bad for my team. I was trying to go for the flag, and so was everyone else because they had no mics. We couldn't really communicate. When it was our turn on offense, I tried to get the flag using the left flank. Once I got to the stairs overlooking the flag, I noticed that most of the people on the other team were surrounding the flag. So as quickly as I could, I began to BR the crap out of them. Crap went flying everywhere. They were dropping like flies. The walls turned brown. I took out two guys, and then another guy came out of nowhere, took him out. Then more started to respawn, and I was there to spawn camp. So when I got a Killtrocity, 6 kills in a row, it was the coolest feeling knowing that you single-handedly took out the whole entire team. Since there was no one there, I took the flag and peacefully walked back to the score, laughing my butt off. Unfortunately, we were killed after that, but still knowing that you got your 6 kills makes me feel really good. Well, I don't know, man. If you freaking didn't even win, it's like... That's great and all, but...
Melee the crap out of them.
Oh, man.
That could get messy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how the hell you carry that flag through all that crap, but, you know.
Yeah, good thing your armor's airtight,
maybe that's
man.
Why you lost.
Yeah, really? Oh, you slipped on some crap.
He's like, whoops. Boink.
Maybe I shouldn't have meleeed the crap out of him. Anyway.
It's time to be a little more, you know, make things a little less messy. You might win, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, plasma grenades. This is Plasma Grenades, and I have the stories of my first two matchmaking kill tacklers. The first one was on Colossus, before they changed it, so the weapons were no sniping. And everyone on my team quit. The other team had the sniper and were camping at the blue base, so I decided to attack. I threw a grenade and finished the first one with an SMG, I'm stuttering. Then took his battle rifle and four shots at his other teammate. After that, I stuck the last one that was covering the sniper. I rushed forward and meleeed the sniper once as he shot me in the chest with no shields. I meleeed again and heard kill-tacular. I won a 4-on-1 game, 50-32.
Wow. Nice.
Damn.
Got some skills.
The second kill-tacular was in Team Snipers on Tournament. I mean, Terminal.
on org. It was on org.
On order. My team was ahead, so I rushed at their base at their entire team, who were camping in the garage. I walked up the ramp backwards and no scoped the one that was covering the ramp from the corner. Then missed the other one standing next to him. So I went into 5x zoom and got a headshot. I thought I was going to get a double kill, but then saw the other two directly to my right. The one on the left of the other smacked his teammate, so I grenaded them and killed the one that got hit. Then ran, assassinated the other. Kill that killer.
Wow. Those are cool stories.
Damn, who is that? Plasma grenades? I'm not going to play against you, buddy.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, I'm having a hard time putting these sentences together.
Well,
my grammar is getting gooder and gooder.
Yeah, it's no better.
All right, you're up.
It would help if I was in front of the computer.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Man, you can
sitting like on the left side of it, looking at an angle.
Man, know. You can pronunciate almost anything, man.
All right. Tom Red Baron, TRB, says, I was playing Halo 1 campaign in the library, legendary, of course, and we all know how hectic the flood can be, always being everywhere all the time. And as efficient as I am at switching weapons...
Did he?
We did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he did this in one of... where he talked about Neo and Trinity in the hall, and there was a vicious firefight, and he managed
to die
from behind.
Deja vu.
Right.
Well, why don't we just skip to the next one, then?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, all right. Memory.
E12 Game Pro says...
Yeah, that's good. Somebody's got to do it. Right on.
E12 Game Pro says, okay, so I'm playing Team SWAT Classic on Lockout. Two guys on my team start to derank, and we had -4 kills when they had 5. Those two guys quit, so me and this other guy, unattainable, pwned them. As I worked my way up to the sniper tower, I got a kill... spectacular with them saying I was modding. Peace.
Wow.
Peace.
I killed 5 guys in a row. Peace.
That's funny.
The whole village and burnt their entire home.
Shot them all in the head with my high-powered sniper rifle. Peace.
Peace. Peace out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do it.
I think
okay. On to X or Walrus. Who says? Who says? Hey, Podtacker, my name is Zara777, but you can call me X or Walrus.
Hi.
Don't ask.
All right.
We won't. Yeah, XR Walrus. Whoa. I was just finishing listening to episode 72, and I'm going to be honest, that was the first and only episode I've ever seen. Okay? We don't really show our episodes visually, but if you, maybe you watch the waveforms or something, I don't know.
He was imagining us, which is...
He sees sounds. He has a sixth sense. Anyway, I have three tales from the foxhole. The first is of my friend Blaz1. We were playing Assault on Headlong, and he had the bomb. When he went into the base, he hit a guy once, which took down his shields. Another guy came up behind him and was about to assassinate him, but he jumped up, and the enemy beat down his friend with no shield. Then he jumped behind the enemy and assassinated him. He got a double kill and armed the bomb. Okay? Double kill and armed the bomb. I don't know. I don't know if that's worthy of a tale from the foxhole. I don't know.
I got to tell one, too.
Single kill. My second tale is of my other friend. Executioner321. Nice. Cool name. We were on lockout doing team SWAT assault. And we were in that room above the shotgun going to the grav lift when an enemy dropped down. Executioner321 panicked and threw a frag. He killed the enemy, me, and himself, and got a triple kill.
That's terrible.
Oh, no, he's coming!
Bling! Triple kill. You killed everyone. Oh, wow.
Jinga.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're going to do the explicit tag now in Spanish. My third tale is of me. Okay, wow, that's a lot of tales from Foxhole.
Marsha.
We were doing CTF on Terminal, and I had just gotten the flag and was running through the tracks when two trains came on either side of me, and I started being pushed in between the trains repeatedly, and when they passed, I got flown out over towards the scoring base, but before I scored, I found a ghost with no one in it, but an enemy was coming. I dropped the flag and stuck the ghost right before the dude went in, and when he did, he exploded. Then I went to score. Dude, that's crazy. Like, if two trains come by at the same time and you're in the middle, do you, like, start spinning around, like, really fast? You get thrown off like a top, dude. You're, like, spinning.
He's doing this spinning top glitch.
Butter.
Yeah, and then you throw the bomb and it flings to the other base.
Yeah, really?
You have so much momentum.
It's like discus. Well, okay, who's next?
Little tight shorts, but that's I have one that happened today. I was playing with Aliquin,
yep.
And we're playing Team Slayer. And this was at and I should know the map, Ascension, with the satellite in the middle.
Right.
And we're playing Team Slayer, and there's a guy on our team. He had the Banshee, and he's shooting at one of the guys at the Banshee. Respawn. So I have the rockets, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to help him out. So I see the guy, like, you know, jumping back and forth. He's having a hard time killing the guy with the Banshee or whatever. So I shoot the rocket, and it's angled down because I jumped and angled the rocket downward. So, you know, right. I can shoot the guy or at least hurt him. Next thing you know, it says betrayal. And Quinn's like, dude, you smacked the Banshee right in the head. But he was one of ours. I'm like, oh, man. And the guy still survived. I was like, what are the chances of that happening? I guess that's he must crazy. Have moved or something. Because, you know, there's no lock-on feature to kill your own teammates.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, boy. Figures out.
He got good. In the way.
Man. Yeah, I don't know how. Because he was, like, totally on the other side. But it was just one of those things.
That's crazy, man. Rockets are slow. Sometimes after you shoot, things happen. Words of wisdom, right? Things happen.
I would assume things happen.
Things always happen.
All right, JM Fran 069. I have a tale from the foxhole. What happened was three guys were in the warthog with the flag, and I threw a sticky and stuck the tire. Blew up into the air and then stuck the driver for a triple kill. It was sick. P.S. You know you play too much Halo 2 when you know all the songs on the Halo 2 soundtrack by heart and plug in the words in campaign mode.
Wow.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You can do that. You're the shiznizzle.
Faux shizzle.
That's
a weapon.
That's a lot of Halo.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that is a lot of Halo.
You're like playing along on your keyboard.
In your little Casio.
Casio, yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. That's funny. You put on a Liberace tape.
Nice. Okay, you're up, Tink, or Bell.
Can I read the one for Beasting? My pal Beasting. Let me
go
read
for it.
This.
Go for it.
Tink or Bell.
All right, it says. What?
Oh, I just said you're up, Tink, or Bell.
Okay. Beasting
like,
says.
What? Okay.
No, I didn't.
What did you say?
All right.
All right. Well,
go up. You're up. Go. Yeah.
Okay. Beasting says, I was coming back from Atlanta, and I saw a license plate on the back of a Camaro that said BXR Ho, and I thought it was too much of a coincidence to be a random set of letters. Maybe you had to be there, but I thought it was funny. silly Beasting.
BXR Ho.
What really kind of car was somebody, it?
He said it was a Camaro.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's really...
That'd be funny if somebody did that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a pimp. I'm going to BXR my hole. Bye. With my money.
Leave it to JVB to think of it that way, man.
Of course.
Well, that's why I'm here.
No.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, on to SC Covert, who says, I have a, well, I'm not sure how to classify this story, whether it's funny or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was playing a match-made team Slayer game, and we were going against D-Rankers. I don't know if it's just me, but D-Rankers aren't supposed to kill the opposing team, right? I think these people must have had something wrong. I started killing them before they were killing themselves. They thought it was a good idea that we should kill them instead. They started looking for us so we could kill them. Halfway through the game, they started screaming, yelling, and saying, "You guys suck, and we were right behind you, and you didn't even kill me." The D-Rankers, which were 10-year-olds, started to kill us. We were like, what in the world is going on? And that's not how it goes. Both teams started to get mad at each other, and it was nothing but yelling and screaming. The D-Rankers couldn't have caught up anyway, so we won. Stupid D-Rankers. Wow.
Damn.
D-Rankers suck.
Stupid D-Rankers.
Yeah. Damn you.
Curse you, D-Rankers.
Damn you, D-Ranker. I'm a noob, you idiot. Anyway, y'all. Noob forever. He says, I was playing co-op on Outskirts with trying to get the IWHBYD skull.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was thinking about that the other day.
The one with the letters, you know.
Yeah. Okay. It was around the beginning of the level when the Phantom comes. Oh, my God. My friend was looking for the Jackal sniper. Right when he found it, he said, here he is, but as he said it, he got sniped, so it sounded like, here it are! Anyway.
Nah.
We were lagging our heads off.
Laggling?
Literally.
We were lagging our heads off.
Literally.
Waggle.
Oh, man, stop waggle, please.
Oh, now you know what LOL means, man. Laggle out loud.
Yeah. All right, we were laughing our heads off, literally, because we had the grump birthday party skull.
I don't get it.
We had the headless grump skull.
Literally fell off.
you laggle enough, man. And it's just bound to fall off. It's a matter of time, you know?
Just because you have that grunt skull, man.
That'll do it.
That's funny.
Oh, man. We've got to watch out with lag, oiling, and driving.
Yeah, really.
I shot a grunt in the head, but he was right in front of me. So I got launched to the top of the map. It was funny. Yeah, that sounded like, wow, an interesting day.
It's just pretty I don't know about all that, but...
And then he got hit by a truck and a piano fell on him.
Ah, the best dude at at making funny noises when he's about to die, his purple helmet.
Yeah.
Because he'll be like, you don't even hear him for like 10 minutes. The next thing you know, you hear, and next thing you know, it's his purple helmet. It was, you know, assassinated or whatever. And it was like, I don't know. Anyway, he has a monkey.
So. What?
He owns a monkey.
Really?
Yeah. You never heard him say monkey?
No.
Not like that. But I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Monkey. Anyway, who's next?
Now we're talking about monkeys. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that Red Bull had a weird side effect on me today.
Nice. Okay, spiked. Tink or Bell.
All right.
Stop waggling.
E12 Game Pro says, okay, so I entered the Team Swap matchmaking playlist, and then I came into a game of Team Swap Classic on Lockout. I felt so happy because I didn't want to play another game of SWAT Territories again. Immediately, as the game starts, two members of our team start deranking, and 2 minutes into it, they quit. The score was like -5 to 10, them. It turns out the other team was composed of noobs. All four of them were in the sniper tower as I worked my way up. I got a kill-tacular right after I killed the guy who was saying I was modding. Wait a minute. Didn't we go through this already?
Did we? Dude, this is like the deja vu.
Yeah. Familiar because unattainable,
I remember
the other person.
Unattainable.
And I pwned him.
Yeah.
Something like 50
oh
to 20.
My gosh.
I think we already talked about that.
Well, my mistake. I'm having...
Why are these kids sending him in twice?
Maybe he did that. Aww. Maybe it's my hard drive. Well, I had hard drive issues. Anyway, I won't go into all the details on that, but sorry. Go ahead. Move to the next one. Hopefully this isn't a duplicate, too.
We're going for our best produced podcast.
No wonder I have so many show notes. Dang it.
No, but it does sound a little bit different. I think maybe he wrote it twice.
Maybe he wrote it twice and it was different, yeah. Because, no, sometimes they actually do that. Like, sometimes people send stuff and then they send it again, but they, like, rewrite it. So they're thinking, like, oh, my second one sounds better. And then, of course, you know, since they sent it twice and I'm, like, putting it in here and I don't have, like, a duplicate machine that, you know, checks everything, especially if it's written differently.
A duplicate alert.
Yeah, really. So, yeah.
It's written duplicated.
Note to listeners, don't send two things in and they're the same. Okay, on to the next one.
Send it.
All right. Eris925 says, hey guys, I have a tale from the foxhole. I was playing a game of Slayer on Colossus. I was on the top center where the sniper spawns. I ran to the blue side and an enemy popped out. He had overshield and shotgun. Knowing I was going to die, I started screaming, stop shooting me, I want to be your friend. Because we all know that works. He stopped shooting me, and I stuck him in the face. And at the end of the game, he started swearing at me for shooting him when he was sending a friend request. That's just cheap.
Oh, God. When a guy does that to me, I always tell him, I have enough friends, thank you. And then I, you know, melee him or something.
Yeah.
Because
it's dumb. No, like, my teammate, he's like, guys, don't kill me. You want to see me glow? And like, everybody's like, yeah. And I'm like screaming at him, would you stop messing around? He goes, guys, you want to see me glow? What he'll do is stick himself with a plasma and kill everybody in front of him. So that was his...
That's somehow I knew that was going to happen.
Guys, you want to see me glow?
Yeah, really. Oh,
I mean, I thought I was in the Last Dragon episode.
Leroy! That was great, dude. You guys have got to see that movie, The Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
Who's Leroy? Who's the master?
Who's the master, Leroy?
Show enough!
Show enough! Oh my gosh, you guys have got to see that movie. The movie's hilarious, man. Especially now, man. It wasn't
Think
even
about,
as funny in the
Think
80s,
about
but now,
like,
oh my gosh.
Tinkerbell must be like, what the heck are they talking about?
Well, Tinkerbell, you gotta see it.
I can't relate.
You gotta see it, and then you will relate.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Then you will be on the then you will be on the inside. You gotta know.
If you could see me, I'm smiling and nodding, smiling and nodding. Okay,
like, I'm sure it's a great movie, guys. I don't think so.
She's like, yeah, Bruce Leroy, yeah. Oh, man. All right. He also says, I don't know if that's a gamer tag.
No, Ares 925.
An extension. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that would be a funny gamer tag. I was playing a game of one flag CTF on burial mounds. We hauled them off the first time, and we didn't score either. They scored the next time, and then my team quit. The next round, it was one on four. So I decided to elaborate on something I heard on a previous episode of Podtacular. Of course, you heard it on Podtacular first. I grabbed the rocket launcher and kept my BR out. I crouched walk into the base saying, don't kill me, I'll be your hostage. They decided to keep me as a hostage for the entire game. I had to crouch under the small bridge in jail. You lost me there, buddy. During this time, they did things to me with the sniper rifle that I don't want to talk about.
That's just wrong.
And the sick thing is, he volunteered for this. Anyway.
Yeah. You could have left at any time.
Yeah, buddy. You could have just pressed power off. Anyway, with 10 seconds to go, they decided to kill me and prevent the contest. I pulled out the rocket launcher, wasted them all. Wait, how can you...
Wait a minute.
How can you whip out your rocket launcher if you're dead?
Anyway, yeah, dude.
Grabbed the flag, ran to the base to score, and tie the game. They were pissed beyond reasons. The morale of the story is take no prisoners.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
that's the most bizarre story I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be admitting that if I were you.
Yeah, the sniper rifle and everything, and then you...
The sniper rifle.
It's horrible.
Horrible. I'll never look at a sniper rifle again.
Okay, we got one more, and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, man. All right.
Tink, Rebel.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, sorry, I was scrolling down. Let me find you. Where are we?
Logan Payne.
Logan Payne says, gotcha. I was playing Halo 2, listening to, I believe, Episode 5 of Podtacular, and I'm in Rumble Training, Colossus, Rumble Snipers. I'm playing, and then I hear in my right ear the one attached to the MP3 player instead of the Xbox Live headset. Then you guys come on with sniper tips, and I ironically won the game.
Yeah, I talked to that guy earlier, and he was like, I just kept moving. It said in his right ear, like he had a headset in his ear, and it said, okay, here's the first tip. When you're sniping, keep moving. And so he's like standing there, and he's like, okay, I'll keep moving. So he like moves around, and then like shots go flying by both ways, and then he kills the other guys. So awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's so random.
That's funny, man.
I know, man. Yeah. It's like a strange coincidence there.
Keep moving. Yeah, the voice of Foo went through the speakers.
Or spell check.
Keep moving. Or spell chisel. Splee cheeks.
Splee cheekers. So, moving on to, let's see what we got next here. We have something completely different, which is the interview with Halo2.junk.ws. So, let's get started with that. It's a good one, guys. Here we go.
Nice.
Well, hey guys, it's Fumo here, and I'm here with some guys from Halo2.junk.ws. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Oil.
I'm Indutio Maris.
And I'm Xcaradan.
Right on.
We make up .ws.
Woo. Cool. So, let's see. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves? Like, you know, what do you do? How'd you get into this kind of stuff? Things like that.
I'm a programmer. That's like my job. So,
cool.
It kind of started. This site kind of started out as a hobby, just something to do with my time.
Hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Awesome.
Well, I'm actually a student up in Washington, D.C. I'm studying philosophy. I've got 1 year left. And I joined the site about a year ago because I emailed Oil and told him about a whole bunch of spelling errors he had on the site. and so then I
never claimed to be able to spell.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, you spelled then, Halo wrong, man.
I think it was usually, actually.
Yeah. Both of those.
That's right. But, yeah, then I started helping out with the database, and so now I'm kind of the database guru.
Cool. Wow, cool. So philosophy and databases.
Yeah, that's about right. Actually, when I graduate, I'll be going into software engineering.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Max Cardan, and people just call me Dave, and I've been playing Halo for, you know, quite some time, once, you know, Halo 1 was coming out. And just been addicted to that for a while and got into Halo 2. And I say, actually, you know, actually a well-known fact about me is I actually ended up meeting my wife over Halo 2, which is probably the most ultimate nerdy thing you could do. But, you know, hey, it worked out. You know, it's,
dude, that's like the third story this week I've heard about that.
Yeah, I know.
Meeting their wife on Halo 2.
I mean, I was popping up a lot on, I noticed lately on Bungie, people were talking about that, and I was like, oh, geez, yeah, that's pretty sweet. What else about me, I'm 22 years old, I've still yet to have the 10 college. trying to, you know, main thing I want to do is get into the video game industry. You know, I say everything, you know, that I like is it has to do with video games, so I figured, you know, why not make my my hobby my job? So, you know, if I do that, got involved in the site through when I was at work one day. I was just looking through some forums to try to get involved.
Working at a bank.
Yeah, I work at a, yeah, I work as a teller at a bank, and during my free time, you know, I just kind of search around the Halo sites, and this one site that in the future, you know, just kind of now is dead and gone. Somebody posted on there, you know, about Halo 2, that junk at WS, and said to check it out, and I liked it, and just kind of got involved a little bit, and trying to, you know, improve the forums, and, you know, it's kind of the relations between, you know, people on the site, and, you know, and Oil offered me an admin position. I gladly accepted. So, yeah, I thought that was
the biggest
really cool
mistake
thing
we ever made.
Yeah, I mean,
and we're still paying for it to this day.
Yeah.
Nah, he bans all the cheaters.
Yeah, that's my job on this site.
That's good.
Just kind of try to, you know, we really, really strict policy on cheating pretty much right along the lines of Bungie. We don't mess around. I mean, you bridge, mod, standby, whatever. I mean, you're gone.
Sweet.
So. Yeah,
he don't get bandwidth anymore.
So let's talk a little bit about what this is, because some of these people out here are like, yeah, that's great, but like, what the heck is Halo2.junk.ws? So why don't you guys give these guys a quick overview, somebody?
Okay.
Well, if you want to talk about how we started, or you started.
Yeah,
the
sure.
The site started?
Why don't you start with that?
Okay, so like a couple of weeks after Halo 2 came out, obviously me and all my friends were all obsessed with Halo 2, you know, non-stop playing sessions, and we started checking out our stats on Bungie, and I was kind of like, hey, you know, I could make something that like totaled all this shit up for us, be able to see totals and stuff, and then that's kind of where it started. Just
nice.
Kept going from there. None of them visit the site anymore, though. They all moved on, I still play.
Yeah. Well, when I joined the site, actually about a year ago next week, I was the 338th user, and so in the last 1 year, basically, we've added over 26,000 new users, and in about 8 months, we've added about 10 million games. So we've really been growing a lot, and one of the things we've really had a problem with is, you know, pages loading quickly enough, because the more data we get, the longer it takes to, you know, pull things out of the database. So We spend countless hours trying to make everything run faster, and that's kind of mostly what we do now. We don't really add many new features. We just try and make sure all the old ones keep working.
That's cool. Well, you guys got a lot of features in this. So Halo2.junk.ws is basically a stats tracker for Halo 2, right?
Yeah, basically, you sign up with your gamer tag, and then it looks at your feed, the RSS feed that Bungie.net gives us, to find, that basically tells us when you've played a game, and then once you play a game and it goes into the feed, then we grab it off Bungie's site and add it into our database, and then we can give totals.
Yeah, nice. It can give, it gives anything where, you name it, and we got it. We give you, you know, your total kills, deaths, assists, headshots, shot percentage, medals. I mean, we can break down pretty much everything. Yeah, I mean, you can break down medals per game, per board, per map, per game type. I mean, you know, you name it, we got it.
So it's much more comprehensive than Bungie's system and the stats on Bungie. Yeah.
One of the big failures of Bungie's site, or not necessarily failures, but something that they don't really offer that was really important, is like you can look at how you did in one game. You can't look at how you do overall and you know, just generally. And so I guess that's one thing that we really work on, is, you know, being able to filter, like, well, how well do I do in this playlist compared to this playlist? Or, you know, over all my games, you know, how have I improved over time? And so that's been one of our big, you know, big points. Like, we let you compare who you play against or play with, and look at them and say, oh, well, I play better with these teammates or these teammates.
Okay. So, that's really cool.
Really, there's endless opportunities that Bungie provides with all their data. I'm trying to think. I think last month we actually downloaded about 800 gigs of data from the Bungie website.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a function of how many users you have active, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have about 26,000 total users and about 6,700 active, so people who have visited in the last 30 days.
Wow. That's awesome. So, let's see. I'm looking at the site now, and I'm seeing that there's kind of five different sections here, right?
Right.
Do you want to kind of break this down and talk about what each one offers and kind of like some of the main points that each one has?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So player stats, which is like the main, that's like the bread and butter. That pretty much just shows all your totals for everything and how your totals react against other things. It's where you can choose which playlist you want to see your stats for, map, whatever. Yeah. Show, there's the teammates option to show who, when you play with these people, do they usually do better than you, or how good do they do when they're playing with you? How good do you do when you're playing with them? Things like that.
So you can kind of just choose your teammates based on the stats.
Right. For example, you know, I'm looking at it right now. You know, for my overall teammates, if I I can see right here that maybe, you know, for somebody I only win 40% of my games, but if I play with somebody else, I can, you know, I win 70% of my games, and, you know, I get you know, say 6,000 kills. You know, my kills per death and all that is much higher than when I play with somebody else.
Right.
So I know if I want to, you know, actually go into matchmaking and try to rank up, I'd, you know, definitely would rather play with the better person than the, you know, the person that I don't, you know, work so well on a team with.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's cool.
And for some reason, he still plays with me. I'm not quite sure.
Man.
No, you're good. You just don't play much. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you're always working.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What does the stats drill down talk about then?
Yes. The second feature is the stat drill down, and what it lets you do is it lets you within your own stats. So within the stats that we provide at the player stats page, you can basically drill down into anything like compare your deaths per map or your accuracy per playlist. You can basically take any, you know, any of the stats that we provide, and you can basically compare them against anything else. So you can basically drill down and get any exactly the kind of statistic you want.
Excellent. Like, all the way down to, like, how many shots per kill do I have on lockout in Team Slayer?
Last week.
Yeah.
Dang. The last 6
versus
hours, 14
week.
Minutes and 17 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, that's cool. How about the game viewer there? How does this compare to Bungie's game viewer?
Well, it's actually, for the most part, the same. We provide all the same information except the PvP data that they provide. The key advantage we have is we don't purge our database. So any game that we get from Bungie is going to stay there forever or until, you know, the server dies or something. So, it'll be there forever, and if you want to go back and check or, you know, go back and look through your games, you can do that.
That's really awesome, because sometimes you have those historical games that just, like, you tell a story and you use the game viewer to tell the story, or at least as proof or something like that. And if it's gone from Bungie, it's like, well, I swear it was there, you know, it's like a Big Fish story.
Yeah. Our database actually goes all the way back to December 4th of 2004 was our first game.
That's right, yeah. And another site that does that also is Halo Wiki also does that. But theirs aren't tied in immediately, so you have to... They provide the PvP as well, so theirs has more data, but ours automatically grabs the game. So, you know...
Well, the one thing I like about ours, our game viewer, that really stands out is that it's on a calendar form. So it's a lot easier to find your games. You're not just going through, you know, when you pull up Bungie on the game viewer.
On page 300.
Page 1, and then you got to skip over to page 4. And then, you know, you really can't easily sort through your games. I mean, you can go, you know, if you have an estimate, say, okay, you know, I play this game on June 15th or around that time, you can just click on it. It'll just pull, say, 30 games, you know, all 30 games played at that time. You can just kind of quickly look through it, opposed to going through page 1, 2, 3, 4, and all that.
That is sweet, definitely. I'd much rather do something like that, go through the calendar, so very cool. How about player versus player?
We actually have a new version of that coming out soon.
Do you really? The game viewer, that is?
Yeah. Yeah,
probably,
we're making...
Hopefully by the time everyone's listening to this, that'll be there, but you never know. The leaderboards are also coming soon. We had them up for a while, but because they take an enormous amount of resources to calculate, we had suspended them for a while, and we're just about to implement a new set. We've been, I have a server here at home as well that's been calculating the leaderboards for the last 2 or 3 days to get us started. So that'll be up and running shortly as well.
Awesome. Wow. Well, that's cool, especially since you guys have the strict policy against cheaters, and that you can actually show, you know, people with skill are
exactly.
at the top of the ranks.
It helps you find them, too. Oh, you've got 800 Kilimanjaros in matchmaking, huh?
Yeah, really. You can just start at the top and work your way down, and you tend to find more cheaters at the top, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because we did have it implemented just for a little bit, and I mean, just it was amazing how many modders we caught on that. I mean, just and you see, you know, okay, you got 70, you average 73 kills per game. All right.
Probably modding. So, how about player versus player? What does that do?
Well, what you can do is is it down right now? Did we revamping that or?
No, it should be working.
It is working? Okay, I haven't checked in a while. I know we did, we were trying to make some improvements on that, but what it does is you can select any player that is signed up from the site and pit them against the stats of another player, or, you know, probably yourself. You'd probably want to compare anybody to yourself. And it would show you, it would give you a point for any stat you have better than the other person. So say I average one double kill per game, but
and
somebody else averages. Yeah, say in Dude of Marius is, you know, averages, you know, 0.5 double kills per game. It will give me a point towards that.
So yeah. Single kill.
Yeah.
Single kill.
That's about right.
Single kill. Yeah. So
I'm lucky if I get one of those.
But yeah, it measures you know, your stats, your win percentage, your levels on Bungie, and pretty much your average overall medal count. And then it just pits them against that, and, you know, say, okay, you know, say X Cardon wins by, you know, 20 points over this so-and-so. So it kind of gives you an idea of, you can compare your stats, you know, really head-on with somebody else to see maybe, you know, how they are, you know, skill level compared to you.
Nice. You can have kind of a stats battle with somebody.
Yeah, and you can also choose whether it's ranked, unranked, or custom games. So just to make it break down even more.
That's cool. All right. Well, moving on to the last one in the stats pages here. How about the overall database stats? So that is that just kind of a amalgamation?
It's pretty
of
much
other
totals
ones?
Of like everything.
Okay.
Like 10 million games in the database.
Holy crap.
16 billion shots fired. And like Lockout is by far the most played map. By like 4 times, I think.
Wow.
Two times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool to see like what everyone plays in Halo and kind of compare, you know, even look at your player stats and compare you to everyone else.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like,
that's
the average is this much per game.
Okay.
But mine may be better, so I feel like I'm doing good.
That's
like,
cool.
For example, the average game time for anyone who's interested is 7 minutes and 19 seconds. So, you know, that includes, obviously, your Team Slayer games, which go pretty quickly, and, you know, your big team who run Capture the Flag, which doesn't go so quickly.
Sweet. So, I'm looking here. You guys got forums, you have private messages, and you have forum signatures, too, right?
Yeah.
Now this is I'm sure a big thing at Halo 2 at Junkyard WS. I've seen a lot of people in forums with these forum signatures, these custom ones. Can you tell us about these?
Yeah, go for it, Oil. You created them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, I stole the idea from. I saw this Battlefield 2 logo, and it showed like medals and awards he had gotten, and I was like, "What? I could totally do that." With Halo 2, though, and so that's kind of where it started, and then just added more, you know, got better.
This like dynamically pulls your stats and then puts them on a signature image that's used in a forum, right?
Yeah. So like you got your signature and it shows your levels and your medal totals, your KPD, you know, whatever you want to see.
Oh, that's great, man.
And they're by far the most popular feature of the site. I think we serve up about 120 a minute, so roughly 100,000 a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's great. So these are like, are there different kinds you can choose and everything? And there's like a whole, like...
Oh, yeah. One of them's pretty much the most popular. Like, that's the one everybody uses. Mm-hmm. But the other ones I think are cool.
Sweet.
The one that a lot of people tend to use is the most popular just because it gives you probably the most stats you can cram onto a SIG. I mean, it shows you your top 6 levels. You can choose any medal in the game that you choose to want to show. So, you know, if you don't want to show, you know, how many bombs you've planted or anything like that, you know, you can exit out. So it's really customizable. That's the big feature behind it. Other thing you can do is you also choose to show off hit percentage, or I mean we just added recently actually headshot percentage and per game, and also kills per minute.
Hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Very cool, man. That's some interesting stats, some pretty valuable stuff to be able to know how well you're doing there, especially in accuracy in the headshots and stuff like that. That's very cool. Well, awesome. Yeah, so now all this stuff is free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
absolutely free. We don't even have any ads.
No, that's another big thing. We don't have any ads whatsoever, so you're not going to get blasted by pop-ups like some other sites out there.
Wow, so you guys are making bank with this.
a few people donate, that pretty much...
That's cool.
That covers most of it.
That's cool. Well, right on, dude. Appreciate what you guys do for the Halo community with this. And you guys definitely check out halo2.junk.ws if you get a chance on the web. I mean, there's some amazing stuff on there for you to be able to just improve your game by seeing what you're good and what you're not good in, who you can play with best, and also to be able to, you know, put those awesome forum signatures in on the signature part of, you know, when you visit forums. So definitely very cool, guys. Thanks a lot for being on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
We're honored to be on Podtacular.
Sure. Right on, man. We'll keep on fragging trucks, you guys.
Well, thank you.
All right, later. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Thanks, Hilo2.junk.ws, for being interviewed by us, and thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it. It was awesome. And
great having you here.
Appreciate it, guys. Moving on to, by the way, if you guys want to get interviewed and you're kind of, you know, in the Hilo community and, like, you know, heading up a big site maybe or a big clan or something like that, let us know, podtacular@gmail.com, and, you know, we'll consider it. So. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give you some free publicity. Why not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, wrapping it up, tune in next week for the Podtacular Update Show, where we're going to be talking about the latest news from Bungie, the Halo community, and Podtacular. We cover events coming up, we read your glitching and campaign tips, and we share some web resources, and we get to some Halo comedy, so it's a good time altogether.
Yes. Send in your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week. So check it out at podtacular.com. We have some rockin' forums there, too.
Yeah.
You can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
Yeah, awesome. Shout-outs, too. We've got some shout-outs here, too. LL Hawkeye 61 LL. Okay. And Daniel.
LOL.
XXLL. And Daniel and Pro A for winning Dr. Tom's clan tournament at Podtacular. Woo! Go Pro A.
Yeah. Even though I haven't been in any of those matches for a while.
Busted!
Yay! Yeah, I mean, I used to be the overload of Pod Pro A, and then certain things happened, so I had to resign from that position. But, can I give a shout-out? I want to give a shout-out to my boy Godfrey. You know, he busted his butt to get Gamertag Radio out there, you know, for the award for Gaming Podcast of the Year. I heard his recent podcast, and he congratulated us and everything. He was a little disappointed that, you know, they didn't win, but I just want to reassure you, Godfrey, that, you know, Gamertag Radio is big. You know, a lot of people know about you guys, and, you know, the work you guys do is awesome.
Definitely.
So keep your head up, and, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, Gamertag Radio, man, there'll be no Podtacular, so.
That's what I'm saying, man. They were, like, a big inspiration for me even starting this show, you know. And Godfrey's awesome, man. That show in general.
I heard the interview. I heard you guys. I actually heard the interview he did with you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what got me to listen to Podtacular.
Wow, man. Cool.
Yep.
So, also, by the way, shout out to DreamStation.cc. Those guys mentioned us too, and we appreciate those guys as well. I was a big fan before I started Podtacular as well. Podcast, definitely check that out, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're hilarious. MC Frags a lot.
Yeah, and Chris. And the rest of the crew.
Yeah,
that
awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah, they have random guys like every week, but it's those two guys, you know, every week.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on that show soon too, so it's gonna be cool. So
nice. I begged Chris. I was like, please put me on. And he was like, nope. You're nothing. Not
in your face.
He said if they had room, they would put me in. He said if they had room, you know. But it's cool, you know. It's cool.
No weenuses allowed.
Ah.
Back come to on, weenus.
But I'm the weenus master.
Weenus master. Dude, that's like a title for the ultimate B movie.
Weenus master. When weenus is attacked, no one is safe.
Oh man, he rules with an iron fist.
Oh man, we better move on.
A cape and flip flops. Anyway.
Okay. I love it.
All right.
Oh, man.
You're up, Tinkerbell.
Special thanks to those that helped us with the 2006 Best Gaming Podcast Award.
Yeah.
Community HQ. Is that me?
Yeah, go ahead. He's just like interrupting you. Here.
You guys are throwing me off.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Community HQ, a big thanks to these guys that welcomed us and supported us on this voting process. These guys were a great asset during the voting process. Dialplex says, when I first went to hear their site to talk about this, they wished us the best of luck and also stuck my topic on the top of their general discussion forum so that everyone would see that Podtacular needed their help. These guys are awesome. Thank you, Community HQ, for all your help and support on this milestone achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. It was great help. And I'm going to do this one because I don't want Tinkerbell to, you know.
Thank yourself. Herself.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, yourself.
Cave girls.
Yeah. A little pat on the back.
Self, you're awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? Me, I rock me. Anyway,
I love you, me. Okay.
Cave girls, without a doubt, a great help for us when it came to going out there and voting. These girls have shown their power in the Halo community lately and have also shown us here in Podtacular that they are not only about the game, but the commitment that we all have as the Halo community. Big shout out to those girls and the guys that regularly visit their community. Thanks, Coyote Cave Girls.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you very much. I didn't get the chance to play against you guys, but you know, I definitely heard a lot of great things about you. Went to your website and everything. So
yeah, we have a cool little forum that we have, so everybody on there really supports you guys. There's quite a few of you guys that are over there on the forums, and we really appreciate everything.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, that's
thanks for letting guys on your forums.
Absolutely. Well, it's the public forum, so it works out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know what to say on the private forum. Group,
but the public forum works.
Dude, I actually went to like join the forum one day, and I was like, you know, I'll go talk to someone. It'd be cool. And then I went to join it, and then I like the first hit that showed up on Google, I think, was the Bungie group. So I'm like, okay, I'll sign up for the Bungie group. And I got a message back. It was like, denied. You're not a girl. And I was like, whoa. Sorry. I just wanted to join the forums.
Lady Regia no probably did that. She's real funny about it.
No, it was cool. That was funny.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, on to, let's see.
Next.
HBO. One of the biggest Halo communities out there. These guys also gave us a push by including our goal of winning this award on their site with the help of Laird from Sponsors vs. Freeloaders. The guys from HBO have put the word out there for Podtacular and earned the Halo community some important votes in representing Halo out there. Thanks to the HBO guys, definitely.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Yeah, HBO is huge.
That's a cool little website. They have all kinds of stuff over there.
Yeah, that's when I was serious into Halo 2. That's where I used to go to get, you know, like all little tips and, you know, trying to get some kind of advantage. But didn't work for me anyway. But they have some great information there.
They have a really cool art section, the Halo art section over there too. Have either of you guys seen that?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of neat stuff in there. It's huge.
Yeah, my my friend Bryn, he has his work up there. His gamer tags up the hill, and they put a whole section of him up there, so it's really cool.
Nice.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
All right, moving on to Red versus Blue. Another big push. These guys from the Red versus Blue also helped us by voting for Podtacular and showing the power that the Halo community has out there. Again, with the help of Laird and the guys around their forums and community, pitched in pretty good by adding some very important votes for Podtacular. We can only thank you guys for believing that we could win this. A vote for Podtacular was a vote for Halo.
Definitely.
Nice. Yeah, which leads us to Bungie.net. These guys have not only given us a tremendous help and support, but also the inspiration to continue to grow stronger every day. Big thanks to Bungie and their staff, and special thanks for KP for coming around and sharing Podtacular with the Halo universe. We at Podtacular would like to thank you guys a bunch for posting the particular one-year milestone on your site, along with the note about the podcast awards. Thanks a lot, guys.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
KP's been in the ropes.
Yeah, I remember when there was, you know, a little doubt that KP actually worked for Bungie until the day when it came to setting up the Bungie match. You know, he popped up and Frankie told me, hey, set everything up with KP, and, you know, that put that to rest.
There you go.
So, thanks a lot.
KP's done a really good job.
I know I spammed, taking over for Frankie. I know you asked me not to spam your email. Yeah, one time he told me, don't spam my email. I started crying.
Got over it, right?
Well, I didn't know. Was
Bungie guys come.
What was that?
Nothing, go ahead.
No, I remember one. Actually, Fumo, I sent you that video. The kid with the rocket, bottle rocket. And,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, so I sent that to KP. And I didn't know it was his job email.
Oops. It's crazy.
Sound like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks to Cyclonic for editing audio. Thanks to Quality Jeverage for editing it last week, by the way. Even though we said it was Cyclonic last week, it turned out to be Quality Jeverage because he edited it while Cyclonic was headed back. So Cyclonic should be editing this, so appreciate it, Cyclonic. And until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Chai.
I'm JB.
And this is Tank Bell 23.
Keep on rocking trucks.
Keep on mastering your weenus.
There's only one thing left to say.